Shank Bagley. Shank Bagley. Shank Bagley. Hello, and welcome to Shatbaggily, an old Lincolnshire adjective to describe absolutely anything loose and disorderly, which tend to sum up my conversations quite nicely, be it even on my own or with a guest. My name is Katie Johnson, and in a minute we'll be joined by two guests, one being Steve Lyons, a chef from the Midlands who trained under world-renowned Raymond Blanc OBE, and is to this day one of the chefs Raymond calls on to help him when he's asked to cook at a large event. Steve's joining us for a chat about a few seasonal recipes, and for Bake Off fans, we're going to be joined by one of the most popular bakers to grace the tent in the form of Val Stones, so I hope you'll stick around for that. The podcast, now in its second series, is a little different as I no longer have a co-host, but I'm still looking at old recipe books and things that make me smile. So here goes, episode one and other things with the same number. Centimetres, each hair on a human head grows each month. Paintings sold by Vincent van Gogh in his lifetime, and recorded accidents in the home in the UK in 1994 involving whistles. I don't know. Must say a huge thank you for getting in touch over the last couple of weeks, and happy anniversary to listener Carol Cossatino, 16 years married today. But what would be the gift for 16 years? Val, any ideas?
A medal?
We'll hear more from Val a little later, but it's how I began the conversation with Steve. How many years had he been married?
2010, so 23. I was 13.
It just feels like 23. Any idea what 16th wedding anniversary gift would be?
Ooh, food.
I wouldn't eat it.
I don't know, no.
Wax?
No. What can you give that's wax?
Well, it depends how much you love them, isn't it, really? If you're not
you
that
can wax
keen.
Lyrical?
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, very well done. Yeah. Anyway, food-wise then... Yeah. This time of year, I suppose asparagus is in.
Yes.
Is anybody doing anything slightly unusual with asparagus that we should know about?
There's probably someone doing asparagus mousse or asparagus foam.
Yeah.
You know, all these kind of strange things. I did see Matt Christmas at Chez Bruce. They were doing some nice asparagus tart. They always do amazing stuff down there, though. I love Matt Christmas.
Where's that, then?
Chez Bruce in London.
I just like to just... do them a little bit in boiling water for a few minutes or eat them raw and that's it. What about you?
Small amount of water, small amount of butter, lid on. So you get that, because it doesn't take much to cook it. So it's almost steaming and glazing at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how I like to cook it. And then just maybe some herbs right at the end.
Mm. I know you're a chef and it's a tough one, but do you have a favourite recipe?
One of my favourite recipes to cook is what I do at some of the festivals. So like the braised fish. It was one of the very first recipes I learned when I started with Raymond at Le Manoir. And it's still one of my favourites because of how it's so, so simple, but it can be flavoured in so many different ways. So I love cooking that. So like braised brill or braised turbot.
Yeah.
Or braised plaice. Any flat fish you can cook that way. And it is really, really simple. Softened shallots, softened mushrooms, white wine, little dash of water, fish in. And then at the end, take the fish out, a little dash of cream, and you're good with some herbs and you're good to go. But you can turn it Thai style with lemongrass and lime leaves and coconut milk rather than cream. So there's loads of different things you can do with it. It's such a simple, versatile, clean flavour.
Yeah. Can you put that on a barbie?
No. Because it's got to be braised. It's got to be in the liquid. You wouldn't get that with the lid on, so you're not going to get any of the smoke or anything from it.
Mm-hmm.
But my favourite... to eat, and it changes throughout the season. I'm sure every chef will tell you this. So we're just starting to get new season lamb now. So I'm starting to like new season lamb. But by the time you come to autumn, you're fed up of things and you're looking at all the mushrooms that are coming in. So it's a really hard one. The fish one is my best to cook this time of year, new season lamb, shoulder autumn.
Okay.
I like to eat.
And that's a slow roasting, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Which would be good on a barbecue. And the chumps would be good. You'd see them as leg steaks in the shops, in the butchers. But buy a whole chump. Yeah. It's a lot nicer.
Yeah. I did one of those in the slow cooker not long ago. Absolutely gorgeous.
Talking to one of my neighbours, and he says, it's far too fat. And he goes, if you cook it long enough and slow enough, all that fat will render out.
Yeah.
And you end up with nice, juicy meat.
Yeah. And the longer you can leave it, the better, Steve.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. It's always better the next day as well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Once it's cooled down and reheated up.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm going to have to go and... can't tell Matthew about this because I'm asking what he wants. So he's 11 now. One of his favourites is slow-cooked pork belly. I'll pick him up from school. What do you want for tea? Can we have slow-cooked pork belly? What, the one that takes 4 hours to cook?
Couldn't you have told me that this morning, Matthew?
Yeah, yeah. It's that kind of thing. Yeah, we could have maybe got it on today. But yeah, he likes it. And he loves shredded shoulder of lamb. He loves he loves that as well. So it's really bizarre. Won't eat vegetables or anything, but he loves slow-cooked meats and things like that.
He's a caveman in another life.
He certainly is.
Fabulous. Just come back from a few days, me and my sister in Rome. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever been?
I don't think I've ever been to Italy.
Oh,
No, I haven't been to Rome.
I've never been before. My sister'd never been before. It's a special birthday. So we went over there, did all the usual sights, you know, and all the walking, about 10 miles a day. But we went on one of the trips on, it was to the Vatican and all round there. And thinking of Matthew, your son, who's 11, if he'd gone, he would have had to have a sticker on, Steve, with an R on it. I don't know what the R stood for. But all the under-18s had to wear an R. Anyway, it was an English-speaking tour, but my sister and I were the only English people, if you like. Everybody else was from all over the world but could get by in English. You can imagine now, so we're the only two. The lady that was running the tour was Italian, and so she had that lovely accent. And it was when she said, I need now, can I have all the R stickers together, please? All the R stickers.
And only a British person would find that funny, wouldn't they?
Yeah, totally. Nobody else got it. So, oh dear. But no, it was wonderful. So that's something on the list. And the food there, Steve, amazing. I know it's a bit cliche to say pasta, but their pasta's not like our pasta. It is...
nicer and fresher.
Yeah. Have you ever cooked with insects, Steve?
Have I ever cooked with insects? Not knowingly.
Yeah, we've all had one of those, haven't we?
Yeah, not knowingly, not out of choice. No, I haven't actually. What's brought this on? What's that? Have you been to the place in Birmingham where they have ants?
No, it doesn't appeal. No, but I discovered that chefs who cook with insects report. Now, is it salva ants? SAUVA. Not quite sure, but salva ants, taste of lemongrass. Guatemalan flying ants, taste of pork rinds. And apparently water bugs taste like banana.
Okay. I'm going to take their word for it. I'm not going to... It's never appealed to me.
No.
It's like, how do they know? Well, obviously they've tried it.
And then what did I find earlier? It just made me tickle today. Was it this one? Yes. So... it was a conversation I was having with the other half about zinc, because apparently there's not many things you can have in your diet that has zinc in. So I don't know, as a chef, do you know what would contain zinc, for instance?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, interesting enough, lamb shank's very high in zinc. We were chatting about that. Also beef, so I guess proteins. But there was this list of things, because I said to Glyn, we kind of need some more zinc. So you're supposed to have eggs. Oysters is very good, but I don't do those. Anyway, there's a big list here of saying things you can have in your diet. So lamb shank, beef, brackets steak. Okay, so that's how they're doing it. Then it said oats, brackets rolled and uncooked. So I guess the porridge oats, they're the ones you'd be doing.
Yep.
And then it says cheese, brackets, tasty, brackets. So I'm not quite sure as opposed to what.
Oh, man, I've been eating the wrong cheese. Well, I've only been eating the untasty stuff.
Thank you, Steve, for joining us this week. And if you missed the restaurant Steve mentioned, it was Matt Christmas at Chez Bruce in London. 16 years anniversary, the traditional gift is wax, as it represents, and I quote, the burning passion of the relationship. After 16 years? Wow. And if you're wondering why the arstic has made us smile, well, here in the UK, our word for ass is arse. Mm. Something else that happened in Rome, whilst queuing for the Colosseum, which I have to say was amazing. I think it was a seagull. It must have been a large bird because there was a lot of it. But it pooped on me, in my hair, down my arm, my back. Now, here in the UK, it's supposed to signify luck. Let's just say a few lottery tickets later, and I'm still waiting. I mentioned still looking at old recipe books. Well, I've come across a lovely little one. It's called Little Old Lady Recipes by Meg Favreau. And she's put together this cracking little book, and it's all of the older generation and recipes they look back on and their memories going back generations, generations. But in the introduction, the title says, "What the heck happened to food?" And Meg says, "Sure, people are still eating, but I'm not sure if I understand what. Protein bars? I'll be darned if I can understand how a foiled wrapped hunk that tastes like chocolate dipped cow pie is supposed to replace a meal." And it goes on about certain things. So green juices, the only place seaweed should be is under my feet once a year when I go to the shore. And even then I can barely stand the stuff, all squishy and smelling like salt water's unwashed underwear. Food should be food. You shouldn't need to go to the corners of the earth to get it or use some crazy gizmo to prepare it. And it goes on like this. It's a cracking little book. And if you want to know more, it is called Little Old Lady Recipes. So as promised, for fans of the Great British Bake Off, so Val has to be one of the all-time favourites. She appeared in Series 7. I've not seen her for a while, so it was lovely to catch up earlier this week.
Hi, Katie.
Hey. Oh, it works then, Val.
It does, but would you believe this morning they set up roadworks outside? We're marooned. We've got traffic lights at our garage. It's a nightmare. And I thought, well, you're not going to hear me. But anyway, you can. And I've got some cupcakes in the oven, so it can ping in a minute, so I'll have to disappear and get them out. Put them on the side, and they'll cool. Oh, there it goes. I'll show you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh, they need to go back in. They're still fizzling a bit.
There's that cake whisperer.
Oh. I've put them in and turned the oven off. No. And if I lose them, well, I'll make them again.
So how are you? Because I know the last time we sort of had any communication, you'd had a bionic part in your body. Is that all sorted now?
Oh, I'm bionic all over. But, you know, I've got the one in there.
In your hand.
And then I've got plate and 8 pins in there. Now I've got a bionic hip. When I went to New York in February, I went through the machine. And, of course, it pinged. And the lady said, "Have you got something in your right pocket?" I said, "Yes, a metal hip."
So is it all the same side, Val? Because you were pointing a lot then, but I couldn't quite see. So is it all on your right side?
Right side, yeah.
So you've got your right hip.
Hand, right shoulder, but left hand.
Yeah.
Doing very well.
The only thing that goes off when I go through one of those things at the airport, Val, is it's always my underwired bra.
Do you know, you must have a big one then, because mine never goes on.
We're not going to start comparing, Val, are we? Now then, Hubby and I were watching a film not long ago, and there was your voice. This is...
Yes.
What's it, League of Super Pets or something? What was that?
You know when you go on Bake Off, you sign your life away. It's a contract that says... Your image, your voice is owned by them for their use, and it is in any universe, in any media. So if my voice was, I sent it to Mars, I wouldn't be allowed to record it.
Oh.
Even though it's my voice, I don't own it. So I didn't know it was followers on Instagram that said, "Val, you're in a film." Am I? I don't know. So I Googled it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is. It's DC League of Super Pets.
Mm.
Keanu Reeves and The Rock and a huge cast of goodness knows what famous people. And there's a little bit of Paul saying, "Oh, it's got a soggy bottom." And then you get me saying, "When you bake with a..." Anyway, checked with Love Production that it is my voice. And it would have been a common courtesy for them to have informed me that they were using my voice and making money out of me. Mm. So I got an email back from a lady called Jane and said, yes, it is your voice. And she put, it is a courtesy. I'm like, a bit late. That's about 3 months late. They've already grossed $180 million
wow.
with the film. Just imagine if I just had one penny from each of million.
So you don't get anything because you've signed, as you say, you've signed your life away. Oh,
no,
wow.
And I've looked through the things, not even got a credit.
We all know it was you. Now, I was trying to work out, it's several years you were on Bake Off. Was it 2016 and then you did the Christmas one, didn't you? Was it 2017?
Yes.
I always ask this question to previous Bake Off folk. If you were to be put in another season, so it can be either before, after you, Val, it doesn't matter, which season would you like to be dropped into?
Do you know, I wouldn't change it. I loved Nancy Birtwistle's. Mm. I loved Nadia's Year. But when I met the people I met, I wouldn't ever want to lose them. They are my dear friends. And I would, the choice was, if you had another year and different people, I would have lost my 216 people and I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. Do you speak to them every day, Val?
At least weekly. Mm-hmm. Selassie ran the marathon and so did Candice and we were egging them on, you know, encouraging them on. Supporting their charities that they were running for. Mm-hmm. But there's always a year you think, God, they're nice people, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, you could join any year, really, and you would make the similar friendships. Mm. And I do know, having talked to lots of bakers, there aren't many years that keep in touch as much as our year.
That's a shame. Oh, good to hear then, Val, after all these years. So you're not running the marathon. I know you did the Great Wall of China, not run it, but walk it. Have you got anything else physical planned in the next sort of 12 months?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it. The Osteoporosis Society have a walk which is across the moors, top side of Ilkley. And I thought I might like to do that for the Osteoporosis Society.
Yeah,
I could cope with that.
Now, how's that book of yours doing? Because every time I see it's going worldwide. Was it someone in New Zealand had it the other day?
It's worldwide, and I've got the second one written.
What's it going to be called?
I've got several titles. Memoir of a Baker is one of them.
Nice.
It's just for my grandchildren. I've got three now. And the idea is that I won't be here. They're so young. Flo's only 3 and a half. And I thought they will know the history of their grandma and their great-grandparents. Mm. And they will also know the recipes I bake and the recipes associated with them.
Yeah.
You know, their birthday cakes and new flavours and things like that. So I met Prue the other day. She's a lovely lady. And I gave her some of my marmalade. And I gave her some fig jam and 2 jars of marmalade. And John, her husband, said, oh, I'm glad you did that. She hasn't had time to bake any yet. She's not got time. So she sent me an email, Val, and she said, you are naughty. If you give marmalade away like this to everybody, you'll never be rich. And I felt like they don't put pockets in shrouds.
You're talking about your grandchildren. If there was one recipe, Val, and it's a really tough question because it's after a lot of years, but there must be one recipe that you wish for those grandchildren to remember you by. If that was the case, which one would it be?
It would be a Christmas cake because they've all decorated the Christmas cake. I saved my Christmas cake. My children, my son and daughter, they always decorated the Christmas cake and helped make it. Mm. So they make it when they come down at half term, which is October time.
Yeah.
And then they decorate it when they come down again at Christmas.
Oh, that's lovely.
And I'll just have a quick go and get those buns, see if they're still okay. They're fine.
Good.
Again, they always make a flapjack with me as well. And we put M&Ms in.
Yeah.
And then they eat the M&Ms as they go. And I remind them to leave some to put in.
Are you still dancing while you're doing your baking?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy, but since Flo could walk, we have danced together.
Oh.
And she says, Grandma, come dance with me. Well, it was a bit difficult with my Zimmer frame, but I did it. And I was waiting for my hip recovery.
Yeah.
And I'd hold my frame, and my walking frame, and do a little dance. But I can swizzle around now, and because we dance, and she swizzles around under me, and she goes between my legs, and so we dance, yes.
And have we met Ed Sheeran yet?
Oh, that is the big, big challenge now.
It always has been, Val.
I know, but he's busy. He's a young man. He's got more to think about than me. When I had my recipe book, I sent his agent a copy of my book, and I got a nice note back from his, obviously, personal assistant, PA, that said, Dear Val, Ed loves your book, and he sent you a T-shirt and a signed copy of... So I've got that, but he's busy.
You know what you ought to do, Val? I know it sounds a bit naughty, but you know he's in court at the moment because of, was it the copyright, the song?
Oh, yeah, copyright. Yet.
Well, yeah, that's what you need to do. You need to blatantly release a song that sounds extremely like one of his, Val, and I bet you'll meet him very quickly after that. Now there's an idea. Huge thank you to Val and Steve for taking the time to chat. If you'd like to get in touch, Shackbaggerly is on both Facebook and Instagram, or you can email podcast@theshackbaggerly.co.uk. And once again, thank you for your messages during the weeks. They are very much appreciated. So that's it for another week. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Right then, tasty cheese. I wonder if that's an Ed Sheeran song.